This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Grelot. Joshua Landis and Rebecca Cruz, we're all here together today. Forgive me for my sickly voice. Joshua, we're going to start with you. The British Parliament voted this week to engage for the first time in airstrikes and dropping bombs in Syria, trying to fight these ISIS strongholds. It took them a long time to get there. It was a long debate, but they did it. And this perhaps is a sign of Europeans starting to come together in the wake of Paris and then concerns in Brussels about getting rid of these ISIS terrorists. Tell us what's going on here.
Well, I think you're absolutely right when you say Paris. Paris has clearly changed everybody's thinking about ISIS, because previously people had thought, well, ISIS is just there to build a state in the middle of the Middle East. But now it's quite clear that everybody is imperiled by this group and they've got to get serious about it. How to get serious? That's the question. Britain, 320 against 211 votes. Very decisive. They're going to jump in, and Germany is debating it too.
I was going to ask, is Germany next?
They may very well be. And so the Europeans, because of this refugee problem, the Europeans feel compelled to somehow get involved in Syria. And that is already causing tensions with the United States, because the United States wants to overturn the Assad regime as well as destroy ISIS. Ted Cruz just came out and said Obama's wrong to overturn Assad, that we need our dictators, and it's because of this regime change in Libya, Syria, other places, Yemen, that ISIS and extremists are spreading, and that dictators are a bulwark against the spread. And so more Europeans are beginning to take that line. The British and the French were talking about working with the Russians and Assad's army. So there seems to be a creeping change here.
So the stability that comes with a dictator is preferable over the instability that comes, obviously, with all of this chaos.
With democracy promotion and regime change.